השם חזר, הים אצלי בך, הים אצלי בך, וקבל השם, קבל השם חזר, הים אצלי בך, חזק יאמץ דיבך וקבל השם, קבל השם חזק ויאמץ דיבך ויאמץ דיבך וקבל השם, קבל השם חזק ויאמץ ליבך, חזק ויאמץ ליבך וקבל השם, קבל השם חזק.
הכנה לשיעור בעשיריות.
Preparation for the lesson in tens.
רוצה לקרוא קטע שאנחנו עכשיו נתחיל ממנו. זה הכנה לשיעור.
There's an excerpt that we're going to read right now in the preparation for the lesson. We'll start with it in our preparation for the lesson, and then we'll answer a question.
From Rabash, Article 31. As long as one has not been awarded with permanent faith, there must be ascents and descents. It follows that there could be a time when the love between them cools. For this reason, now, in the beginning of his work, he takes upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven to make a covenant, so that whether or not the body agrees to be a servant of the Creator, he takes upon himself not to change a thing. Instead, he will say, I spoke once, and I will not change. Instead, I will go above reason, as I have taken upon myself when making the covenant in the beginning of the work.
Let's talk about the making of the covenant between us. Are we ready? Do we need to already sign this covenant between us in the beginning of the work?
Well, the covenant between us is actually the place from which we receive the strength, we receive the power to carry out all of the actions which are not for our own sake, but rather for the sake of the society. So, let's do this today. We have a week together to run forward, to advance. We have incredible congresses coming up. Let's take care of each other.
Yes, the covenant is an obliging thing. Each of us has to have something that obligates us, and we need this desire to put ourselves into this framework that will obligate us to come to connection, to more connection.
We're beginning a very important week, a week full of events, and we have congresses coming. So friends who are preparing the congresses also, and we are starting the work every day. We have to now, right now, to make a covenant to support one another.
There's no such thing as a time to sign a covenant. It never fits into our schedule. There's always something else to do. And that's why it really doesn't matter how much our heart will be heavy and how many actions we do or how loose we are and dispersed. Even in the lesson right now, there are many things to do, so let's try to constantly hold on to the friends and ask for them, for that to be our goal, that we ask from the Creator for the friends and for Him.
I think that each one of us made a covenant, and this is what brings him here and enables him to contend with the ascents and descents over the years. But between us, that's lacking, that part where the covenant is, with whom is it made? And what is there in the list of clauses that you pledge to abide by? So we need to work and to ask for those special kind of powers for that covenant to be between us.
Yeah, between us there's the Creator, and He's the glue that keeps the covenant between us. And if we aim towards Him and work on that, one towards the other, we will truly have a strong covenant.
As the friends were speaking, I was thinking of what exactly this covenant between us should be about. And it's very elusive. The ego always wants to run away from it. So it's clear on one hand that it's the most crucial condition for us to be able to advance, and on the other, also for me at least it escapes me. So we have to be in a covenant together with each other.
If someone would feel that he's going to have fun somewhere, then he probably wouldn't have to oblige anyone or make a covenant, but also the will to receive is capable of replacing one fun with another the next day. So here we're deciding between us that the quality of bestowal is what we want to attain, and we're doing it in the connection between us. And this covenant is a reminder for us.
And it's especially now in the preparation to the lesson that we pledge. We want to identify that power of bestowal in the center of our ten. And so we pledge now to have 3 hours of war. And it doesn't matter if we want or don't want, whatever happens to us, we pledge, we commit.
And we should ask from this force of bestowal to maintain all our friends close to Him and give them the forces of bestowal to work in everything that's possible for us, in the lesson and all week long.
Yes, because there is one mission, task ahead of us, to introduce the Creator into this reality every moment, to always be adhered to Him. And this should be the foundation of our covenant, that we make sure to always help the friend to introduce the Creator into the center of his reality.
And may we manage to do this and truly bring forth the group, the Creator, into this connection between us all the time. And all of a sudden we'll discover that this is what we have and this is what we need. We don't need more than this. Each of us seemingly puts his hand in the middle of the circle, and we build together some new force that will be there in the center, and from it, towards it, we will be able to nullify and draw those forces that we need for the whole group.
Yes, and that we feel that we're not doing this for ourselves, but rather we're committed, we have a role. We have to be the conveyors of the light. We have to be intermediaries between the Creator and the rest of the created beings.
We're not just doing it for ourselves, but we're making a covenant in the ten, between the tens. We need to give an example of what it is to incorporate and then come to that restriction as a society continue to develop.
Yes, as we learned yesterday, studying doesn't mean that we're sitting here listening and speaking together. Rather, it means that we want to invite or invoke the reforming light to let Him teach us and educate us.
And we discover that that light is what we need to to reveal. It's the only thing that holds that net of connection between us. It is what is supposed to maintain that covenant, and we need to just agree with it.
And that light, if we want it to spread between us, and later on, throughout the whole people, the whole country, and the whole world, then that light works with us, because we're working with it. And we become guarantors for it, and it is a guarantor for us, maintaining the connection between us. And by that, we become partners with the Creator, because it's with Him that we sign this covenant. And between us, we preserve it.
עלינו לדאוג אחד לשני שכל הזמן נחזיק את המחשבה.
We need to care for one another so that we keep that concern and about the connection between us and for the Creator above that.
Lay, 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 lay.